The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, December 22nd, 2014. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 30th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some of the historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's stories included: the Kingsman Shakespeare Festival announced the 2015 season, including Measure for Measure and Richard III, next summer in Thousand Oaks, California. The Washington Times ran a story on the announcement by the Tahoe Shakespeare Festival of their expanded 2015 season, which includes Romeo and Juliet. Broadway World ran a story on the announcement of Shakespeare at Notre Dame's 2015 season, including Macbeth and The Winter's Tale. The Royal Shakespeare Company announced that cinema dates for their current plays, Love's Labour's Lost and Love's Labour's Won, also known as Much Ado About Nothing, are coming in February of next year. Really looking forward to this. They also announced that Merchant of Venice and Othello would be broadcast later in the year in July and August, respectively. The Stratford Festival in Ontario, Canada, also announced that their slate of plays from the past season will be coming to U.S. movie screens in 2015, including King Lear, King John, and Antony and Cleopatra in February, April, and May, respectively. Shakespeare in L.A. ran a story on the Rogue Machine Theater's annual calendar, The Bard Laid Bare, which has photos of Shakespearean characters all in stages of undress. The sale of the calendar helps fund new lighting and sound equipment for the troupe. The Stage ran an op-ed written by director Phil Wilmot, outlining his 5 tips for directing Shakespeare today. I'm not sure I agree, but great food for thought. The blog Bard Film ran a story tying together rather nicely the closing of the Swan Theater, the play The Isle of Dogs by Johnson and Nash, and the cancellation of the release of the film The Interview by Sony Pictures after threats by a cyber terrorist. He discusses the concept of the thin veil behind which artists create when commenting on current events. Press TV ran a story on a judge in Britain who has deferred to William Shakespeare to decide on the settlement figure in a divorce case, citing a line from King Lear. O reason not the need, our basest beggars are in the poorest things superfluous. Digital Spy ran a story with a trailer of Bill, a comedy by BBC Films and Koch Media that says to tell the tale of Shakespeare's lost years. Looks like wacky fun. The Daily Mail ran a story with a first look at the upcoming film of Macbeth with Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard. Directed by Justin Kurzel, it should be released next year, though no distributor has been announced. The poster and photos look absolutely bloody and badass. BroadwayWorld.com ran a story on the upcoming production of Henry V by Orlando Shakespeare Theater, running at the Goldman Theater in Orlando, Florida in February and March, running in repertory with The Merry Wives of Windsor. Shakespeare in L.A. ran a story on the upcoming production of Pulp Shakespeare by Combined Art Form Theater Asylum, running from mid-January through early March at Theater Asylum in Hollywood. Yes, and it is what it sounds like. Pulp fiction in faux Shakespearean verse. What, you say?
Say what again? Say what again? Say what one more goddamn time?
Oh, this could be very fun. BroadwayWorld.com ran a story on the upcoming production of Measure for Measure by Actors Shakespeare Project, which will run at the Multicultural Arts Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts, from January 7th through February 1st. The New York Times reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey, saying the Madison, New Jersey production, running through December 28th, is a midwinter's night's dream. Harvard Magazine reviewed the book Ideas of Order by Neil Rudenstein, which gives a quick 150-page close reading of the sonnets as a cycle rather than individually. The result, the reviewer says, provides a helpful compass to a confused reader that would be compulsively unstitching every single seam in the poem's syntax. My Suburban Life reviewed Pericles by Chicago Shakespeare Theater, saying that the production that runs through mid-January provides clarity and momentum to the play. The New York Times reviewed The Merchant of Venice at the Almeida Theater in London, set in current-day Las Vegas. The review states that the production, running through mid-February, has a high concept that sits uneasily. The Guardian also reviewed the play, saying that the updating of Rupert Gould's 2011 production shines. And finally, The DCist reviewed The Tempest by Shakespeare Theater Company, calling the Washington, D.C. show running through January 11th a beautiful realized production. Fredericksburg.com also reviewed the show, calling it a sumptuous feast for the eyes and a warm weather tale perfect for these cold winter months. And Communities Digital News also reviewed it, commending it for its visually commanding performance by its ensemble cast. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. Two events of note on December the 16th. In 1431, 10-year-old Henry VI was coronated as King of France in Paris. Also on that date in 1485, Catherine of Aragon was born. She would become Henry VIII's first wife. On December 17, 1538, Pope Paul III excommunicated Henry VIII via a papal bull that renewed an earlier bull of excommunication, which itself had been suspended in hopes that Henry would amend his actions in creating the Church of England. On December 19, 1902, English actor Ralph Richardson was born. During the 1940s, he was the co-director of the Old Vic Company with Laurence Olivier. He played many Shakespearean roles, from Prince Hal and Caliban, to Petruchio and Iago, to Sir Toby Belch and Julius Caesar. On December 20th, 1579, Jacobean playwright John Fletcher was baptized after being born earlier in the month. Fletcher wrote comedies and tragicomedies. Henry VIII and the Two Noble Kinsmen are regarded as collaborations with Shakespeare. On December 21st, 1954, Romeo and Juliet, directed by Renato Castellani and starring Lawrence Harvey as Romeo, was released in the U.S., at least according to IMDb. And on December 22nd, 1965, Chimes at Midnight. The Orson Welles film, focusing on Falstaff using text from Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, plus Henry V and Merry Wives of Windsor, had its initial Spanish premiere. The film had been filmed in Spain and would get released in France in 1966, in the U.S. in 1967. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. Listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending December 22nd, 2014. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we'll catch you next week.